Good morning. We have some joys and concerns. A joy. Thanks to all who supported me with your prayers and well wishes during my recent surgeries. The flowers I received from St. John's brightened our day and are still beautiful. Thanks again, Don Hunsinger. We also have some concerns. Abby Lamp's sister Margaret, or Peggy, I'm going to mess this up, Cannonstein, passed away on Monday morning. We keep in our prayers all the recipients of last week's prayer shawls. We have Alex from Lansdale, Dolores from Chicago, Charlie from Limerick, Peggy from Vermont, Alicia from Germansville, Gail from Lower Gwynedd, Catherine from Lansdale, Sue from Florida. May we feel the power and warmth of our prayers and God's love. And the beautiful flowers on the communion table are from Wendy Hunt's funeral yesterday. We continue to keep Phil, Donovan, and all of her loved ones in prayer. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we have just celebrated a wonderful Thanksgiving with family, friends, and lots of food. We thank you for blessing us with abundance and being able to share with people we love. We are thankful for everything you give us. It is easy to share with people in our close circle and make sure they are taken care of. But sometimes we forget there are other people around us that also need our help and kindness. They are part of your family just as we are. Sometimes we forget you are also part of our family as we get busy with our daily lives. It is easy to get overwhelmed with everything going on around us from day to day. Help us to remember there are people who may feel the same way. It is important to reach out to those people with needs and are also overwhelmed. A little kindness can go a long way. Help us to be the people you want us to be. Let us celebrate as Don as he recovers from his surgeries. And let us pray with Phil, Donovan, and family and friends. May the memories of Wendy help them get through the tough times. Let us pray for Abby and her family as they grieve for Peggy. And all the recipients of our prayer shawls, may they feel the warmth around them. Let us take a moment to reflect on our family and people around us who need our prayers and caring. And this we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
We now have an opportunity to offer our gifts. If you missed the offering plates on your way in, you may come forward at the end of the service. They will be on the communion plate or on the communion table. And if you missed that, find me and we will make sure that your gifts are given where they need to go. But I do remind you that this is an opportunity to show our love, our gratefulness, our support for the work that Christ has called our community to do here and beyond. So bearing that in mind, I invite you to stand as we join together in singing our doxology.
Amen.
God, giver and gift, we present our offerings to you this day, knowing that these gifts represent so much. Our gratefulness for the abundance that we have been given, our care and devotion for our church community, for our world, our hope that what we offer up will be blessed and transformed by you to meet the needs of all who hunger and thirst in so many different ways. God, give us eyes to see the needs of the world around us and grant us wisdom as we seek to meet them with all that we are and all that we have. All of these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Before you go this morning, I want to encourage you to take time to greet one another, share the peace of Christ that is ours with one another. Find someone that you've never met or someone you haven't seen in a while. Let them know you are glad they are here. Then head downstairs for a time of fellowship. And then, as you go really from this place out into the world, into whatever this day holds for you, as you kneel down and look for the holy in places and faces you least expect, may you know that the love of God surrounds you, the peace of Christ does indeed fill you, and the power of God's Holy Spirit goes with you and stays with you this day and every day. Amen.